Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sports talk radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com.
It's time for kickoff. With the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Scott Montesano.
And here we go, Memorial at Hudson to begin the season on a lovely night for football. Temperatures in the mid-70s, no humidity, and when you're beginning a season as early as Wisconsin is, many times in August it doesn't feel like football, and it's not going to feel like football tomorrow and Sunday. But tonight it most definitely does. Lovely night, great crowd here in Hudson. And sometimes you also don't get a big student body involvement early in the season. Schools aren't in session, but they've got their band in attendance tonight. And away we go. Hudson won the toss. They defer, they'll kick. So Memorial will begin the season with the ball. And Derek, are you ready for this?
Oh, you bet I'm ready for some football.
Baseball season still underway, and obviously it still feels more like balls and strikes weather than first and 10 weather, but away we'll go. Doing the kicking for Hudson is Matthew Ozdagen. He'll swing that right leg, and the end over end kick will be taken by Julius Clark at his 5-yard line. Up along the far hash, stutter steps to the 15, a flag gets thrown as he works his way to the 25. It is muscle down there, but a flag thrown by the white cap behind everything, and this will likely come back a little bit. So just 7 seconds into the season, looks like we'll have our first flag of the campaign. Oh, those white caps got to make sure they get the right arm all loosened up.
Return team number 50. It's a 10-yard penalty, first down.
So they're going to get a hold on Gus Chumas, the senior from Memorial. So Memorial will start back up. And well, again, Derek, for Memorial, they've not won in Hudson since 2010. That, of course, was an old ballpark. This stadium's been around for just a few years, but looking for a win for the first time in a while. So Memorial will take over, first and 10 from their own 14, as in at quarterback for Memorial will be Aaron Gunlock, the veteran. Handoff up the middle, not for much, for Shamar Simmons. Gunlock played behind Riley Holmberg last year. He was 17 of 31 through the air. As he backed up Holmberg, and now Gunlock gets the start as a junior. He'll throw deep along the far side, looking for Ferguson. And Ferguson, leaping grab near his own 45, but he had been pushed out of bounds. And incomplete. It's going to be third down and long from their own, just shy of their own 15-yard line. And a chance here for Hudson to get a big three and out stop and get that field position early.
Broken up by Healy.
And oh boy, would have that been a great play to start the season.
Gunlock rolling out to his left, now throws far sideline. Ball's picked off along the far sideline, inside the 10, down to the 5, bowled over near the 2-yard line. And Hudson's going to take over inside the 2. Tyler Lessard, the reigning BRC All-Conference Offensive Player of the Year, steps in front of that one, picks it off near the 30-yard line, scampers down the far sideline, and is brought down at the 1-yard line, and Hudson will take over, first and goal to go from the 1. Obviously not the start that Memorial wanted, as Hudson will take over at the 1-yard line less than a minute into this game. Steele Homey in at quarterback for Hudson as he takes over this year, and he'll keep it himself. Shotgun snap, he'll just walk right up the middle, and a touchdown for Hudson. So 45 seconds into the game, Hudson gets the interception deep in Memorial territory, and then on a 1 yard run up the middle by Steele Homey, take a 6-0 lead. And for a Memorial team looking to establish something, a definitely non-ideal start for them, but a long season to go.
Indeed, there is plenty of time to bounce back from this.
Ozdagen, right-footed kicker, he'll kick it up, and the kick is good. Extra point will give a 7-0 Hudson lead. So Hudson leads 7-0, just 45 seconds into this game. Memorial ball when we come back on Eau Claire's Sports Source.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from
Bjorkstrand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
Bjorkstrand.
This is the metal roof that's backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678.
Well, the start of any season's like a first day on a new job, and you're all excited. You've got your fancy suit or your nice dress. And unfortunately for Memorial in the opening minute, they spilled their coffee on their dress slacks. 45 seconds in, Hudson leads 7-0, but a long way to go in this game and in the season. And for Memorial, not to be a backhanded compliment, it's only up from here for them. You've gotten that out of the way. Osegan will do the kicking for Hudson, end over end kick. This time taken at the 10-yard line for Memorial. Here's Ferguson, gets along the far side, past the 30, out near the 35, and is tripped up by Ben Englund, a junior for Hudson, but good field position for Memorial as they'll take over with 11:08 to go in the first quarter, and again, Hudson leads 7-0. Got a lovely day for football. We'll talk about the ballpark in a little bit, but a great setting in the middle of a community area, residential area attached to the high school. Hand off in the backfield to Simmons out of the shotgun. He's wrapped up and dropped for a loss.
Nehemiah Dunbar.
Nehemiah Dunbar, one of the top returners that Hudson has. Burst on through, gets the drop. A loss of four on the play. Second down and 14 from their own 35. Gunlot the pass. Has time. Steps up. Throws deep over the middle. Looking for Ferguson. Tipped around and he makes the catch at the 35 of Hudson and is brought down. It went off the fingertips of Healy of Hudson, but landed in the hands of the Brown committed player in Ferguson. First and 10 for Memorial. Quickly up to the ball at the Hudson 35. Gunlot, the southpaw, throws to the near side. Catch made by Julius Clark. Makes one man, well, tries to make one man miss, but is brought down. A gain, though, of seven on the play to the 28 of Hudson. Second down, we'll call it four from the Hudson 28-yard line. Gunlot hands it off to Simmons. Simmons able to bounce off a couple tacklers at the line. Stays on his feet, grinds his way past the first down marker and to the 20. And a first and 10 for Memorial as they try to answer right back after the disastrous start. Hudson leads 7-0, just a hiccup into this game. Simmons off the far side, turns the corner. He gets the 15 and rolled over at the 14-yard line, a gain of six.
And oh boy, would Memorial just love to score right back in here and get right back in it.
Out of the pistol, Simmons takes the handoff, tries to go to the far side again, the left side, tripped up after a short gain. It'll be third down and two. Memorial going from left to right across your listening device. Third down and two from the 12 of Hudson. Again, Simmons right up the middle. He's got the first down inside the 10, lowers the shoulder and runs into bodies and stopped at the 8-yard line, but a gain of four. First and goal to go for Memorial. They don't even give you time to wipe your brow. They're right back up to the line. Out of the pistol, Gunlack looking over the middle. Now to the far side, throws far side along the sideline. Incomplete, would have been a short gain anyway.
Gunlack
if Ferguson had been able to pull that one in along the sideline.
Well, we heard Coach Westcott talking about trying to be a quick team. He is not giving us a second to think.
Gunlack, hand to the Simmons, goes to the right. Cuts back into the middle, past the five, down to the two, and it'll be third down and two. Simmons last year rushed for over 500 yards, had four touchdowns. Remember though, Memorial trailed by so much, they couldn't use the running game a lot of times. Third and goal from the two as they attack the goal to our right. Hand off again, Simmons. Simmons pushed a couple of guys. He's to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown. Touchdown for Memorial. And they're an extra point away from tying the score. Simmons the bulk of the work after the Ferguson catch. And Memorial an extra point away from tying it with 8:49 to go in the first quarter. Yeah, they're going to go for the two here. Gunlock looking the pass out of the shotgun. Throws over the middle, incomplete. He was going for Ferguson, but Ferguson had tripped in the end zone on top of the A painted on the logo there. So that goes for naught. And Memorial fails on the conversion. But with 8:49 to play in the first quarter, Memorial right back in the game. 7-6 Hudson back right after this on Eau Claire Sports Source.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing. They're like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Well, a little more than 20 days ago, I was doing minor league baseball. Yeah, talk about getting worked into football right away. A very active first 4 minutes of this season, right, Derek? As Hudson leads 7-6, 8:49 to go in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah, they are not giving us an easy start to the season.
Well, as I said before, it's still very much summer-like weather, but it is as fall-like as you could expect in August as a new season begins. Doing the kicking for Memorial is Kellen Brown, a junior, takes over for Vincent Mullen, a left-footed kicker, swings the leg, end-over-end kick taken at the 10-yard line by Peyton Pingle. Up the middle, past 25 to the 30-yard line, drags a tackler past the 35, and they're going to give him the 35, that's it. Brought down by Ethan Burrows, a junior from Memorial.
I was able to sneak through a hole in the defense and was able to get to the 35 on that play.
Well, Hudson goes to work for the first time legitimately on offense. They had a one-play drive of a yard the last time they had it. Steele Holmey taking over at quarterback for Hudson this year for Ryan Schultz, who is one of nine players they lose from an all-conference roster last year. Hand off, nothing happening here, like trying to mix in some diced ham into your cottage cheese. Dufek. Nothing there for Daniel Dufek. Short gain of a yard or two. Shotgun now for Homie with two guys flanking him. Fakes the give, comes to the near side, options it to Dingle. Dingle gets past the 40-yard line and wrapped up, dives ahead, and gets out to the 38-yard line, or I should say 44-yard line, or 43. I'll get it eventually. Either way, it'll be third down and a long two. Hudson does like to work that option offense. Homie claps his hands out of the shotgun, and he got a Memorial player to jump across the line, so that'll be a five-yard penalty.
Offsides. Defense number 50.
They're going to get Chumas on that one from Memorial, but there were a couple of guys. Just Chumas is the one who gets his name called. Five-yard penalty gives a free first down to Hudson. First and 10 from their own 48-yard line as Hudson moves from right to left. End around, coming around the near side, Will Prusik. That's the short side of the field and is pushed out of bounds as he gets to the 50, just a two-yard game. Memorial in the all-whites, white helmets, white tops, white pants. Hudson's got the white helmets, the dark blue tops, and gray pants. Hudson from right to left. Second down and 8. Give goes here to Dufek. Dufek bounced off tackles the line of scrimmage and has an opening as he leaps over the 45-yard line. Has the first down as he's brought down at the 40 of Memorial.
First down.
Gain of 10 on the play. First and 10 for Hudson. Hudson leads 7-6. Not even midway through the first quarter. End around again, the Dufa going right side, turns as he gets around the tackle, lowers the shoulder and dives ahead. Or I should say Pingle on that one. He gets 4 yards on the play. It'll be second down and six. Hudson, a team that averaged almost 40 points a game a year ago. One of the question marks for them, a mostly new offensive line this year, but so far holding up in the first few plays of the real opening drive for them. Oh, but a big play right here for Memorial, as cutting through that line is Samar Simmons and trips up Aiden Jamison in the backfield, who is trying to go around the left side, and Jamison trips up, a loss on the play, back to the 39, and sets up a third down and nine. Jamison able to get on into the garage and take the last of the frozen pizzas. Now a throw to the far side, little screen pass, it's picked off, a diving play. Right, a diving play by Ryan Schultz of Memorial. He's able to snare it and gets the interception, and Memorial will take over at their own 41-yard line.
That one could have easily just hit in the turf right there. A diving interception, and Memorial will have the ball at the 41.
Homie tried to screen pass the far side. It was read by Schultz, who dove in front of it. First and 10 for Memorial. Bad exchange on the snap, however, and everybody flops on top of it right there as though it's a lone diamond that's been dropped in the middle of the mall floor. A loss of a yard on the play. It'll be second down and 11 from their own 40. 6:20 to play in the first quarter, 7-6 Hudson. Gunlock floats it near side to Clark. Clark makes the catch, stiff arms a man as he's pushed out of bounds into the Hudson sideline, right near the first down marker at the 49 of Hudson. Let's see where they spot it. They're already moving the chain, so give him the first down. First and 10 for Memorial. On the plus side of the 50, Simmons trying to kick it to the outside. He's met, however, as good pursuit by Hudson, who walled him off. Now Hudson saying the ball came free, but no signal from the officials, and it will stay Memorial ball. 7-6 in favor of Hudson, 5:50 to play in the first quarter. Aaron Gunlock out of the shotgun, has time, steps up, floats it over the middle, leaping grab by Ferguson for the first down inside the 40, spins away from a guy and gets to the 35. Ferguson was like a toddler getting out of the bathtub there. Nobody could grab him right away, and eventually he got cornered, gained an extra 5 after the leaping reception. Hand off here, big gain up the middle for about 8 on the play here for Khalil Belden, the junior from Memorial, but likely coming back as the Whitecap threw the flag in the backfield. It will be a hold on Memorial, and already their third foul of this game. Which you can sometimes be, you're never okay with it, but the first game of the season, you somewhat expect it. You don't accept it, but you expect it.
Holding, offense number 60. It's a 10-yard penalty from the previous spot.
Jack Modell gets called for it, a sophomore. 5'10", 230 is Modell. A sophomore, a young guy getting time, playing for Memorial up on the varsity. So that'll push them all the way back to the 45 of Hudson. And sets up a first and 20, so they're playing behind the sticks. Gunlock out of the shotgun, heaves it deep near side, looking for Clark near the 20-yard line. Clark has it go off his right hand as it was led, just a little too far for him. Good coverage on the play, though, for Hudson's Ben Englund. It was all over him like strawberry jam smeared on a slice of wheat bread. Second down and 20. Gunlock out of the shotgun. And off to Belden. Belden gains a couple up the middle, tries to stay on his feet and grind his way for more. He stopped those shy of the 40, a gain of 4. Third down and a Ford Focus ride to go. Gunlock will look to heave it this time. Steps up, throws over the middle. He's got Ferguson. Catch made in stride into the 10. Down to the 5. Shakes off a tackler. He's in. Touchdown. Touchdown for Memorial. A 40-yard touchdown Ferguson. Pitch and catch. Gunlock to Ferguson. And Memorial now leads 12-7. Now the first 45 seconds of the game have turned out to be a little bit of an abnormality. Now Gunlock in the shotgun as they go for two. floats it near side looking for Clark. Clark, though, he got tripped up in the dark blue paint of the end zone, and the pass was overthrown anyway, so Memorial fails on a pair of conversions in this game. But with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, a wild first quarter so far, Memorial leads by a score of 12-7. It's Hudson ball when we come back on 93.5 and the Eau Claire Sports Source.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Now what a start so far. We've got a bunch more weeks of this to go. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's already 12-7 Memorial. As Hudson about to get the ball back. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Are you having fun?
Yeah, I am having fun.
Dave Ferguson connecting with Aaron Gunlock on that 40-yard touchdown reception moments ago. And Memorial up by the score of 12-7. Ball kicked away by Kellen Brown of Memorial. Kind of a short kick there taken near the 25. Memorial will, Hudson will get it past the 30. And they'll start at their own 32-yard line. Again, Memorial has not won in Hudson since 2010. That's the old ballpark. Hudson moved into this lovely facility, part of a massive rebuild of their high school just a few years ago, brand new high school gym, lots of academic buildings as well, right in the middle of a nice residential community in this growing town. Still a town of only 15,000 people, but you and I both know Hudson is breaking off a few buttons as it continues to grow. Here's Peyton Pingle on the inside handoff, goes off to the far side now. He's now on the far sideline, has the first down, and more to go as he's in past the 40-yard line and nudged out of bounds at the Hudson 47-yard line. So a gain of 15 on the play, first and 10 for Hudson. Both teams with a turnover in this game so far. Each team has capitalized on said turnover. Toss coming to Will Prusik, coming to the near side. Now the long side of the field. He's in the plus territory, near the sideline. He's tripped up at the ankles and flies out of bounds inside the Memorial 45 to the 44, a yard shy of the first down, a gain of 9. Hudson moving right to left across your listening device. 4:40 and counting to go in the first quarter. Steel homing, shotgun snap. Hand off again to Will Prusik, coming wide to the left side, the near side, has the first down past the 40 and is brought down by a host of tacklers inside the 40. Zach Higdon, a senior from Memorial, amongst the tacklers. First and 10 for Hudson at the plus 38-yard line. Homie fakes the pass, throws over the middle, leaping catch is made, juggled and still held on to inside the 25 by Tyler Lazard. Now Lazard is then held up at the 23-yard line for the first down. Tyler Lazard, the reigning BRC Offensive Player of the Year, averaged 23 yards a reception last year and had 9 touchdown catches. Homie. The toss to Jamison coming wide of the near side. He's inside the 20. He's got room down the far sideline, past the 10, and is rolled out of bounds inside the 10-yard line by Jake Loken.
First down.
And now Hudson moving up and down the field as though you've got lots of room to move, like a mall walker in an empty shopping center at 7 in the morning. Not much resistance. First and goal to go from the 8. Homie. The handoff to Peyton Pingle. Pingle got popped at the 5. Ball popped loose, but it was quickly picked up by a Hudson player. Looks as though that was David Brown, one of the linemen. And Hudson will keep possession, second and goal from the four. Missed opportunity for Memorial. And off again. This time to Peyton Pingle. Pingle rolls a shoulder off the right side, and he's in. Touchdown, touchdown for Hudson. And Hudson takes a 13-12 lead with 3:42 to play in a wild first quarter.
Seijin on for the point after attempt.
Peyton Pingle with the touchdown run. Pingle had two touchdown runs last season. Osegan, a right-footed kicker on for the extra point. Ball snap, hoop meets ball, kick is up and the kick is good. And Hudson will take
extra point is good.
A 14-12 lead with 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Memorial ball in just a moment. Again, Scott Montesano with you, Derek Montesano with us as well. And here we go, we haven't even had a chance to really get settled in to the first game of the season, but I know everybody is as excited as a deer in an apple orchard for the start of a brand new campaign.
Yes, everybody here is all set, and everybody here has immediately gotten slapped with 26 points in not even 10 minutes.
Well, they know for sure the scoreboard works here, and whoever the scoreboard operator is in the booth off to our left is earning whatever free hot dog or soda they give him here in Hudson. He's gonna have sore fingers by the end of the night. Whenever you have the first game of the year, you've got that fun type of anxiety, fun nerves, the same as you get the day before a vacation. There's things that make you a little nervous, but in the end, it's a good type of anxiety, something that keeps you on your toes. You can't wait to get into the pattern, and by the end of the night, you're already back into said pattern. Hudson to kick it back. Keegan Holden will kick it away this time for Hudson. Swings the right foot, end over end kick. That's taken by Ferguson from Memorial at his 10. Zigzags his way past the 25, leaps over a guy. He's got room past the 35-yard line and runs in the traffic past the 40 before he is rolled over at his own 42. But a good return for Ferguson, and Memorial takes over at their own 42. But I know this is a broadcaster. I've done a lot of football in my day and whatnot, but the first game, whether you're a broadcaster, a player, a coach, or a fan, it's like walking on an overgrown path. The path is there. You know the way. It's just that the path isn't as clear as when you last left it a few months ago. First and 10 for Memorial at their own 42. They trail 14-12, 3:33 to go in the first quarter. Simmons on the carry up the middle, gains four, maybe five, past the 45. And Derek, we got a long way to go in this game, but those two mixed conversions for Memorial may come back to burn them.
Yes, they probably will end up hurting them.
Again, Simmons on the carry on second down and a long six. He'll bring it to the 50-yard line and sets up a third down and short, third down and a yard. Memorial right now doesn't look like they have a kicker. Vincent Mullen was their kicker last year, but he graduated. So they went for two on each of their two touchdowns and failed. Simmons here on third down and one's got the first down and more as he's dragging guys past the 45 to the Hudson 41-yard line, a gain of eight on the play. He was like trying to work through your room, Derek. Every time he was stepping, it was like he had stuffed animals blocking his path, but he was able to make his way through. First and 10 for Memorial at the plus 41-yard line. Gunlock out of the shotgun, making his first start as a varsity quarterback. Plenty of time, good protection. Now he rolls out to the left side, heaves it deep along the sideline. Jump ball, he's on the five, incomplete. He was looking for Ferguson right along the sideline. That was not a bad pass by Gunlock, because either Ferguson was going to get it or the ball was going to be out of bounds. There was a guy down there covering Ferguson, but it was either Ferguson was going to catch it or it was going to be out of bounds. Second down and 10. Hand off to Simmons, coming right side. Now turns up the middle. He's near the first down marker at the 30-yard line. They're going to give it to him. A gain of 11. First and 10 for Memorial. 2:28 and counting in the first quarter. Hudson leads 14-12. Gunlock in the shotgun. Again to Simmons, stutters in the backfield, little misdirection play. He's going to gain four yards to the Hudson 26.
Man, they are not giving me a moment to think here. They're going to give me a quick breather, and already back to the line are both teams.
Second down and six. Again, Simmons working those legs early. And he's going to bring it to the 22, a gain of four.
Yep, Simmons definitely getting his steps in today. He has been used a lot to start.
Memorial could not use him a lot last year because they trailed by so much. But they're using him right now. He's still in there, out of the pistol. Gunlock fakes the handoff, but Hudson read it the whole way. And Gunlock is sacked in the backfield, back to the original line of scrimmage. Griffin Swarbrick, the senior, comes on through and takes all of his oranges he had in his pocket. And it sets up fourth down and 10, back at the Hudson 31-yard line. Memorial will go for it here on fourth and 10. Gunlock the path. Looking, throws up the middle, looking for Ferguson to the five, leaps up, off his hands, bobbled around and incomplete. Ferguson nearly caught that between two Hudson defenders, but could not haul it in, and Hudson's defense holds. So Hudson will take back over with 69 seconds to play in the first quarter, and Hudson leads 14-12. The sun, by the way, setting over our left shoulders. A packed house here in Hudson. All the seats are on the same side as the press box. There's no seats opposite of us, but no doubt 2,000 to maybe 3,000 people here tonight. Steele Homey on the option. Tosses it to the near side for Daniel Dufick, the senior running back. And Dufick's got a gain of four to his own 35. Second down and six for Hudson at their own 35. We'll see if Memorial's defense can now answer back. Homie in the shotgun. Hand off, goes up the middle for Peyton Pingle. Pingle's got a couple yards before he's walled off at his own 39. And it sets up a big third down and two. We have 30 seconds to play in the first quarter.
We've seen from Hudson a lot in this first quarter here, a lot of either option plays and a lot of runs from them. Same goes for Memorial, a lot of runs.
Let's see what Adam Colley's staff draws up here on third down and two from their own 39. Homie in the shotgun, he's got a running back to his right. He'll option to the far side. He finds Dufick. Dufick hit right near the first down marker, but he falls ahead and has the first down. Ryan Schultz, who had the interception from Memorial earlier, met him at the line of scrimmage, but could not keep him from gaining that extra foot that he needed. So Hudson will get the first down, and that's how the first quarter will come to an end. We've played one quarter of football from Hudson in week one. Hey, we got plenty more weeks to go in this one, but just one quarter into the season, Hudson leads Memorial by a score of 14-12. Hudson ball near midfield when we come back on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
The experiences of our student athletes and school system. We are proud to partner with you now and into the future.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans. Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
I wouldn't say we've had a season worth of highlights in just one quarter, but we've had enough to take care of a game already. 14-12, Hudson leads as we begin the second quarter. Hudson will have the ball first and 10 from their own 42. Peyton Pingle takes the optional on the far side. He's got plenty of room inside the 50, past the 40, to the 30, to the 20. It's a foot race now. Down to the 10. He eludes a tackle, and he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown for Hudson. A 58-yard touchdown run down the far sideline, the left sideline for Peyton Pingle, his second touchdown of the game, and Hudson leads 20-12. So Hudson takes a 20-12 lead. as fast as a burp as it begins the second quarter. Osegan on for the extra point. Right-footed kicker. Kick is up and the kick is true. And Hudson leads 21-12. Just 9 seconds into the second quarter. Well, Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. And Al Memorial still very much in this ball game, but that is a big blow there for Memorial, as they are clearly, even though in week one you don't really know who's the underdog and who's not, but you just look at the track records. Memorial coming off of just a two-win season. They have not beaten Hudson at all since 2015. They haven't won in Hudson since before you were born, Derek, in 2010. If you're Memorial, you don't want Hudson to be expanding on this lead, and right now it's already a two-possession game.
Yes, it's already not somewhere Memorial wants to be. Obviously, it's not 48-0 like their last meeting, but you never want your team to build up a big lead.
And, of course, as this game goes on, teams begin to develop their own patterns as well. Yeah, there is no such thing as preseason. Quite frankly, some would say even in the NFL right now with the number of starters that don't play, and no amount of scrimmages can duplicate a game environment where another team is playing you in anger. You just can't duplicate that. Everything from how plays are sent in to how players actually respond to officials and all that. So sometimes one quarter doesn't tell you the whole story. Kickoff by Hudson, taken by Ferguson at his 10-yard line. He gets to the 25-yard line, gang tackle to the 25, ties his knee on his feet before he's thrown down to the artificial turfus by Griffin Swarbrick of Hudson. First and 10 for Memorial as they move right to left across your listening device. And thanks to the beauty that is the World Wide Web, people can be tuned in tonight from anywhere if they so wish, even in Traverse City, Michigan. Hey, a shout out to Traverse City, Michigan on the old internet. And, of course, a hello to those tuned in on 93.5 The Tap right there in Eau Claire. Gunlock in the shotgun for Memorial. Handoff. We'll go up the middle for a 3, maybe 4-yard gain out to their 29-yard line.
Belden on the carry.
That was Khalil Belden getting the carry as Samar Simmons gets a blow for at least a few plays here and well-earned. Belden. Tries to go right side, now turns off the guard position, has the first down as he turns his way past the 35 and out to his own 37-yard line. It was like kneading dough, Derek, for the pizza tomorrow. He was able to work his way through a couple of bodies. First and 10 from their own 37, Gunlock to pass. Now under duress, inside his 30, and he is sacked. He had plenty of time there, but nobody got open. That's the old coverage sack there. The offensive line has done a great job giving him time, but in that case there, nobody was open, neither Clark nor Ferguson, and it sets up second down back at their own 29. About 19 to go, throws it deep far side. He overthrows Ferguson, but a great job by Ferguson at the Hudson 40 to break up what would have been an interception. The ball was going right into the hands of Matthew Osegan, and Ferguson played the role of defender there, cornerback, if you will, and dislodged the ball away from him. Third down, 17 from their own 29 for Memorial. Gunlock again to pass. Steps in the pocket now to run it himself. Pass his own 35. Baseball slides to the original line of scrimmage. A gain of 7 on the play, but
Gunlock.
Memorial now with fourth down and long, and you would think they would boot it away here inside their own 40, and we'll see the game's first punt. Kellen Brown, junior punter, on to do the duties for Memorial. Aiden Jamison will be back for Hudson, but before that, a timeout taken by Tom Westcott and the Memorial Old Ames. We'll keep it here, 10-12 to play in the first half. It is 21-12 in favor of Hudson. Of course, one thing, folks, that was reminded to us in the pregame interview, Derek, Tom Westcott, first-year head coach for Memorial, a one-time player for Hudson's head coach, Adam Cowles. Played for him when the two of them were over at DeSalle in the Twin Cities. Cowles, before he came here, was the head coach at DeSalle, over in Minneapolis, and Tom Westcott was one of his players.
Well, the more you learn that you didn't really think you needed to know, but when you hear it, you feel like you needed to know it.
Westcott spent the last three seasons as an assistant with the Old Abes. Moved to Eau Claire back in 2020, told the story during the pregame interview. He is an associate pastor at Trinity Lutheran. And been an assistant and elevated with Rob Scott going back home to Superior this last spring. All right, Brown on to boot it away from at his own 21-yard line. Jamison back to receive at his 25. Brown gets, oh, Brown muffed the kick. And the short kick won't even go to the 35-yard line. And that's where Hudson will take over as Kellen Brown muffed it off the side of his left foot. Poor kid, as soon as it went off his foot, he put his hands on top of his helmet as he now jogs the far sideline. And if he could, he'd want to find a hole to hide himself in. You feel terrible for that kid. But, hey, it's opening night, young man. There's a long way to go as he, you can tell, is beating himself up over there. Hudson will take over, though, at the plus 35 and a chance to put some separation between themselves and Memorial. They already lead by nine. End around to Pingle coming to the near side, but a good job done by Memorial as they wall him off on that end around. Won't gain anything on that play. Host of guys, including Nick Ludwiski, junior linebacker for Memorial. They did give him a couple of yards on the play. Second down and eight from the plus 33. Homie, again to Jamison, coming to the near sideline. Tries to tightrope the near sideline. Got nudged out of bounds, but gains a few yards after Ferguson knocked him out. Brought down at the 28-yard line, but third down and three.
And we reached that point now where when it comes to Hudson recently, in this game, we've seen them use the run game a lot. You'd think Memorial would start to adjust and be ready for it more.
Homie on the option, tossing it for Prusik. Prusik is going to get near the first down marker as he's tripped up. Luke Johnson on the tackle. And, oh, the Yankees say he didn't gain anything. So it's fourth down and a long two at the plus 28. Hudson will go for it here. So a chance Memorial to get a game's flipping play right here. But before that, whistles will stop play, and it looks like Memorial will use their second timeout of the second quarter. 9:06 to play until halftime, 21-12 in favor of Hudson. And Hudson, Derek, with a big fourth down and a long two coming up here, and Memorial an opportunity for, again, a momentum-flipping play.
Oh, you'd think this would be a big play right now. If Hudson gets this, they're threatening to score. They're threatening to score an extra 6 or 7 on the board. But if Memorial can stop them here, they have a chance to turn around and make it a one-possession game.
This Hudson team, a lot of these guys playing now are seeing significant time in the first half of a game. A lot of these guys saw playing time last year for them in the second half because Hudson blew out so many opponents that Adam Kalla's team was able to put guys in the third and fourth quarter. But it's a lot different playing in the first half from pillar to post than it is to come in and mop up duty. Fourth down and a long two coming up for Hudson at the Memorial 28-yard line. Big opportunity here for Memorial's defense. Homie in the shotgun, four wideouts, two to each side. Homie's going to let the pass. Throws over the middle, knocked around, incomplete, but they're going to get a flag. They're going to get a flag on Julius Clark, as they say Clark had his hands in the back pocket of Tyler Lessard. That'll be a pass interference on Clark, and Hudson's going to be gifted a first down.
Defense, 15-yard penalty. Results in the first down.
How many penalties is that on Memorial in this first half, Derek?
That is now up to their fourth penalty in this first half.
So a free first down for Hudson. One of the rare times we've seen them call Lessard's number, by the way, is Hudson's been staying on the ground. First and 10 for Hudson at the Memorial 14-yard line. Hudson leads 21-12, 9 minutes to play in the first half. Homie, the senior quarterback. Hand off in the backfield is Aiden Jamison. Jamison, though, gets bear hugged by Jacob Moretto. Moretto won't let him get free, and he's brought down after he gets some help. Back at the 19-yard line, a loss of five. Moretto was like somebody who saw one last hot dog left at the Labor Day barbecue and wasn't going to let anybody else get it. He had his hand on it, and nobody was going to rip it free, even the family dog. Second down and 14 from the plus 18. Homie will keep it himself. Jitterbugs his way to the 15-yard line, to the 14-yard line, and gains four, maybe four and a half, and sets up third down and a long nine. For a moment there, Derek, it looked like maybe that was a busted play. It looked like he was turning to toss it to somebody and nobody was there, so he had to keep it himself.
Yeah, it seemed like it, but I don't know, you never know here.
Third down and a long nine for Hudson. Homie looks back to the near sideline as they call in a new play. Three wideouts. Snap. He'll keep it himself as he fakes the end around, give to Jamison, and a wide swath opens up the middle. He's going to stream his way inside the 10, past the 5, down to the 3, and a first down. Needed 9.5, he gained 10. First and goal to go for Hudson at the 3-yard line.
The thing is with Hudson in this game, they just haven't been missing opportunities to gain yardage and score points.
Third down. Yeah, I should say first down and goal to go from the 3. Two wilds to the near side. That's the short side of the field. Sends a man in motion. He'll fake the give to Jamison. Ah, oh, he's clotheslined, though, after a gain of a yard. Luke Johnson got his left arm up there and was able to pull him on in. A gain of maybe a yard on the play. Second down and goal to go. Again, two wideouts on the near side. They send Jamison in motion. Homie fakes the give to Jamison, tries to dig his way like a beaver trying to work his way through the wood. He's going to be walled off, though, at the 1. Third down and goal to go from the 1. So, again, they keep faking that end-around. They've been trying to set that up with all those end-around plays, the wide receiver sweeps. Third down, goal to go from the 1. Again, Jamison in motion. He'll pass the floats at near side. He's got a man open. Leaping catch is made. Touchdown, Tyler Lessard.
Tyler Lessard.
A touchdown reception as he leaps over Julius Clark. And it's 27-12 in favor of Hudson. And that's not a good sign there for Memorial as Julius Clark is jogging back to the sideline, his hand on the back of his right leg, and you hope that he's okay and he just maybe cramped up with something, as the extra point by O'Segan is up and good. Hudson will take a 28-12 lead on the Lessard touchdown reception. 6:16 to go in the first half. Memorial ball down by 16 when we come back on 93.5. and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from
New York Strand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
New York Strand.
This is the metal roof that's back with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
New York's brand.
237-2678.
Hudson Raiders on top of the Memorial Old Apes, 28-12, 6:16 to play in the first half. Remember, this is a brand new uncharted territory for Memorial starting in a couple of weeks, playing in the Wausau base. Valley Conference, but hey, just like North last night opened up with Menominee, Memorial, same thing here, a familiar face in BRC foe Hudson to get things going. Kickoff taken by Memorial at the 20-yard line, past the 35-yard line, and out to the 40-yard line. This is Jackson Zugler, a sophomore, Good gain there for Zogor. Sets up good field position. Remember, Julius Clark on that touchdown reception for Hudson. John Dart to the far side, his hand on his right leg. And again, you hope he's just cramped up with something, but clearly not out there right now. And that's big. One of four of the top returning receivers that Memorial has from a year ago. Well, here's Aaron Gunlock in at quarterback for Memorial out of the shotgun. Three wideouts, two to the far side. First and 10 from his own 40. Gives it to Simmons off the right side. Spins his way to the 45 and a gain of five. Memorial getting good gains on the ground. The only problem is, Derek, they're now down by 16 here in the first half. Again, handoff to Simmons, goes far side. He's got the first down, lowers his shoulder, Simmons trucks over a guy and falls ahead near the Hudson 45.
Dunbar on the 10.
Yeah, we've seen they can make the plays. It's all about being able to string enough of them together to score.
Now, you can still stay on the ground. You've got plenty of time here if the running game's working. And again, they feed it to Simmons. Stutter steps in the backfield on first and 10 from the plus 46. Finds a little bit Simmons of an opening and gets himself ahead to the Hudson 42-yard line, a gain of four. Whistle will stop play. We've got a Hudson Raider who is down. So a Raider is down with 5:26 to play in the first half. We'll take a timeout as well. Second down and six for Memorial coming up at midfield. Down 28-12 when we come back here on Eau Claire's Sports Source.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Poole Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing. They're like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
The injured Hudson Raider is Nehemiah Dunbar, one of the big senior returners they have defensively. He'll jog off the near side under his own power. Second down and six for Memorial coming up at the plus 42-yard line. Hudson leads 28-12. Gunlock in the shotgun. Shotgun snap, gives the Simmons. Simmons makes a man miss the backfield. He's past the line of scrimmage, has the first down as he gets past the 36-yard line and brought down at the 35. Great patience there by Simmons. He was like a guest at an amusement park, surveying all of the lines at the rides and finding which line is moving the quickest. Gunlock the pass, throws it far sideline for Ferguson into the 20, but he throws it out of bounds. Gunlock is a lefty and got rolled out to the right, which is what obviously Hudson wants. You can't get as much on it when you're running to your non-throwing side. Ferguson committed to Brown out in Rhode Island back in July. Gunlock on second and 10, rolling to the right side again. He's got time, floats it along the far sideline to Ferguson. He's got the catch at the first down marker, makes a man miss as he's able to wiggle his hips along the far sideline, gains an extra five, down to the 20-yard line, maybe even closer. Nice move by Ferguson right there. It'll be first and 10 at the 19-yard line of Hudson as Memorial trying to answer back. They're going to place the ball now at the 20. First and 10 from the 20. Gunlock in the shotgun. The give to Simmons. Simmons tries to see if a lane opens up. This time, though, a good job by Hudson coagulating everything. Gains a yard, no
Simmons
more. Evan Holden, a senior, in on the tackle for Hudson. Second down and a long nine. Gunlock in the pistol. Again, the give to Simmons. Simmons wrapped in the backfield. He'll shed off that tackler, though. Gets positive yardage to the 15, a gain of four. Simmons, that could have been a loss. He was able to discard the guy as though he was tissue paper stuck on the bottom of his shoe and gain some yardage. Third down and five from the 15 for Memorial. Gunlock takes the low snap, looking over the middle, throws to the end zone. Farsay's got Ferguson open. Catch made, touchdown. Touchdown, Memorial. Ferguson, the reception along the far side of the end zone. And Memorial answers right back. It's now 28-18, Hudson. Ferguson with his second touchdown reception of the game. He had 7 a year ago. Now Memorial will, of course, go for it here. Down 28-18 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. They have shown they don't have a kicker. Hand off Simmons. Simmons over the shoulder near the goal line. Is he in? Yes, he is. Put two more on the board for Memorial. And it's a one-possession game. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Hudson leads Memorial 28-20. Memorial, though, coming off that touchdown drive. It's Hudson ball when we come back on 93.5 Eau Claire Hometown Media and the Eau Claire Sports Source.
Attention, gentlemen. Fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes, and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
By the way, coming up at halftime, we'll catch up with Eau Claire North head coach Matt McGinnis, a conversation with Eau Claire North head coach Matt McGinnis at halftime. 4 minutes left until the end of the first half here. Memorial coming off that Jameson touchdown drive. It's 28-20, Hudson leads. Memorial about to kick it back to him, as it'll be Kellen Brown to do the kicking duty. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano, kind enough to join us as well today. As Brown will swing the left leg, boot meets ball, end over end, taken by a backpedaling Peyton Pingle at his 5. On the far hash mark, past the 20, out near the 25, and is pulled down by Jacob Moretto. Derek, this is a big drive, I think, in this game. Can Memorial get the stop, get the shutdown stop, if you will?
Yeah, that's what they're looking for here. If they let Hudson score, it's right back up to a two-possession game. If they stop, they can turn around and even level this game.
One thing we've seen from Hudson here, a clean game so far. No flags for Adam Kalla's team. Hudson, a program coming off an undefeated regular season last year. Undefeated conference regular season, but they were stunned by Chi High in the first round of the playoffs a year ago. Steele Homey, first year as the starting quarterback, hands it off on an end around, and it'll be brought out to the 30-yard line, a gain of 5 on the play. Another wide receiver sweep end around, this time to Cooper Adair.
Sweep by Cooper Adair.
Hudson does have all three of their timeouts remaining, so the clock not a factor with 3:30 and counting until halftime. Homey in the shotgun, takes a high snap. Pitches it here to Jamison along the near sideline. He's got the first down and more past the 40-yard line and cut down at the knees by Ferguson. But he's on to his own 43-yard line and a first down for Hudson. Hudson has been winning those sweep battles. They've been winning those races to the edge and getting big gain after big gain ever since the beginning of the ball game. Homie shotgun snap. Tries to keep it himself. He goes up the middle, makes two men miss. He gets to the 50-yard line and gained 7 on the play. There were a couple of Memorial Old Abes who ran by him who could have had him brought down for a gain of maybe 1 or 2. Instead, he gained 7. Second down and 3 right at the 50 as Hudson moves from left to right. End around this time to Will Prusik. Prusik to the first down marker, stays on his feet as he stiff arms a guy and now bowled over near the 41 of Memorial after he has the first down.
That's enough for a Hudson Raider first down.
You're just not going to win when defensively you're giving up 5-6 yards a carry. Homey in the shotgun. He's only thrown it a couple of times today. Hand off here to Jamison. In the backfield, though, he is greeted and thrown down back in midfield. Reading it the whole way. Jameson this time was Ryan Schultz, who had the interception earlier in the game. A big loss of all 5 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 15. Schultz like a raccoon that got into an overturned dumpster, Derek.
Yep, and he just went for it, and he succeeded.
Second down and 15 for Hudson, 2:15 and counting until halftime. Homie going to let the pass, fires it deep, over the middle, looking for Lazard at the 50. Great job breaking it up by Ferguson. Two top end players in Western Wisconsin going shoulder to shoulder, and Ferguson bats it away with the left hand down at his own